Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Thursday night footy on tonight. Battle of the Battle of the Wooden Spooners, basically. Broncos up against the Cowboys. But big game on over the weekend with our boys, the Titans, taking on the Newcastle Knights. Now, Anthony Maroon, he's a young up-and-coming commentator. You know, he's in contention for the Dally M Commentator of the Year. He made a comment at the start of the season when he thought that the Gold Coast Titans would go like bustards. Now, bear in mind, the Titans have just won four in a row. If they win on the weekend, it'll be a club record five in a row. But back when they'd done bugger all, Maroon said this about the Gold Coast Titans.
I tell you what, if they win five in a row, don't worry about breast implants. I'll get a sex change.
Oh, the laughter. Oh, they were yucking it up. Maroon is joining us right now. G'day, Maroon. How are you, mate?
Luke, good, mate. Sorry, just that's my dog in the background. Every time he hears that audio, he blows up.
Maroon, I love your style, mate. I don't know if I've ever got to chat to you before, but you strike me as a man of your word. Like, you strike me as an honourable man.
Well, mate, this is the thing. Like, I mean, I am a man of my word, Luke, and that's why, like, you're the first person to actually give me the platform here to tell you what actually happened.
And I know you've
got the... Oh, well, you know, I noticed you've got the audio there. Mm-hmm. You've only got to play another 3 seconds of that audio where I say to those palookas, I say, obviously, you blokes, I'm joking. I'm not going to do that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you're claiming that this has been edited and that you go on to retract your statement. Is that what you're claiming?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you've only got to listen to another 1 second of that audio and I say, I'm joking. But they never give me that opportunity, mate. You know, I'm not claiming it's edited. I'm telling you for a fact that audio has been doctored. Mate, I wish the Gold Coast Titans all of... Mate, I spent half my life up there with my grandkids running around the joint. And I love the Gold Coast. I only wish them success. I just try and rattle Big Gordy's cage, that's all.
Well, how's Gordy treated you then with regards to this? Because if what you're saying is true, then someone's being dishonourable here, Maroon. It's either you or it's Big Gordy.
Yeah, it's him. He's being dishonourable here, mate. Yes, he is. 100%.
Well, hang on a second, Maroon. Hang on. It's unfair to talk bad about Gordy without giving him a right of reply. Gordy Tallis joins us right now, ladies and gentlemen. Gordy.
Good afternoon. Hello, Anthony.
I should know there's going to be another stitch-up.
Mate, listen, on Sunday you said if you play another 10 seconds of the audio, you will hear me say it. Then when we just opened up the show, you said, listen, you play another 3 seconds. Then you said 1 second. How many seconds is it before you change your mind? Mate, and you've been giving it to the Gold Coast, mate. We've started a GoFundMe page. You can not only get one, but you can go stay at the Versace for a month. That's how much money we've got for you to get the sex change, because you've done nothing but put crap on the Titans all year and our fans are fed up with it.
What do you say to that, Maroon?
Well, look, I say I wish the Titans all the success in the world. I only ever did it to get up to rattle his cage, because him and those other bullies, they get on that show every Sunday and get ripping to me about everything else. No. So I was just trying to have a little bit of fun. But you've only got
Maroon, if you've done it in a, it sounds like the moral of Maroon's story seems to be that you're a hero out of this, because you have in some way inspired the Titans to go on to great feats this year. They've won four in a row, probably on the back of your inspiration, Maroon, and so much so that our phones have been going berserk this week from Gold Coast Titans players vying to get onto our show to chat to you once we gave the word that you were going to be joining us this afternoon. We haven't had the time to talk to the Titans this week, but they've left messages, Maroon. Have a listen to this.
Hey, Maroon, it's Tanner Boyd from the Gold Coast Titans here. Yeah, we are going for five in a row. That's going to be a record, and I'd like to see you in my grandma's dress, actually, at sex change, so that'd be pretty good to see.
Hey, Maroon, it's Jai Arrow here, mate. This is just a quick message to say that, you know, it's my last game this weekend, and just quietly, we've won four in a row, going for five, and it's a big, I suppose, occasion for myself in my last game at the club, but an even bigger occasion for yourself, because... next week, you're going to be getting a sex change, the old snip, snip. So get the scissors out, champ, because
I can't wait to see that.
Do you know, guys, and I'm glad you got Jai there, because it started with Anthony putting rubbish on me, and I said, listen, we could go on a run. And he goes, listen, if you go on a run and you win five in a row, I'll get breast implants, right? But then when Jai come on, right, I related that story. And that's when Anthony went one step further. He goes, I won't get breast implants. I'll get a whole sex change.
Come on,
so
Maroon.
So Jai's been in on this for the whole time.
Well, let me ask you this, Maroon. You're a broadcaster of, well-renowned broadcaster. And you downright know that if Ray Warren came out with a claim like this, having the credibility that Ray Warren has, he'd stand by it, and you walk in the shadows of the great man, and surely, Maroon, for your own credibility, you're going to have to go through with it should the boys get up over the Knights this week.
Well, I'll just say two things to that, Luke. Firstly, again, mate, I point out to the fact that I never said it. And the only thing that I see come out of this, what I'm getting out of this, is that the beautiful city of the Gold Coast, their football team, the Titans, You just need to make them aware, A, they haven't won five in a row yet,
right,
and B, they shouldn't think five in a row is such a big deal. Like, only a couple of years ago, my club, the mighty South Sydney Rabbitohs, they won 10 in a row. Come and talk to me when you win 10 in a row.
Okay, we'll leave it to you, boys. Hey, Maroon, are you calling the Titans game this weekend?
I'm calling the Titans game against the Knights.
So no matter what, the Knights will be winning on the Triple M course. So please don't tune in. Just watch it on Fox.
We love your work, boys. We'll leave you to it, and you could sort it out over the weekend. It's going to be a must-listen-to game here at Triple M. Maroon, we'll see you in a dress up here on the coast at some stage next year, mate. All the best.
Go the Knights.
See you, Princess.
See you, Gordy. And thank you for your time, mate. See you. There they go, the boys. And we'll wait and see what happens with regards to all that.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.